Father, you are God. You are always God. And you are wonderful God. We are here this afternoon. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the privilege of life that you gave us. Father, you are God. You deserve the best. And you deserve worship. And we know for the love that you gave to us, where you have sent your Son who came and died for us on the cross. We thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight. We thank you this afternoon. And we know that you are going to speak with us. And we know that you are going to correct us. Thank you for the opportunity of life that you gave us. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate you this afternoon. You are God. You deserve the best. You deserve worship. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. And amen. Yeah, just work on the gain there and we move on. Thank you. With the very same string that we are playing. Let me greet everyone. Let me greet everyone at this beautiful Sunday in the name of Jesus. We appreciate you for being here. And give God hands for that, for you to be here. Now, this is a privilege to be here. Because there are people who wanted to be here, but they could not be here due to some other reasons that we don't know. Alright, let's go to the Word of God. Deuteronomy chapter number 6.
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
That's where we are reading. I want us, all of us, to open Deuteronomy chapter number 6.
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
I want you to check the persons next to you. Or have he or she opened Deuteronomy chapter number 6? Because sometimes you may think the person is in Deuteronomy only to find out that he's in Revelation.
Kwesinye isikhathi uzocabanga ukuthi umuntu uvule kule verse chapter 6 uyifunda
Deuteronomy. I want us to go together in the book of Deuteronomy. I want us to focus on verse number
5.
But why verse number
5?
Because when you start it from verse number
1,
it was the conversation that Moses had with the Israelites. Remember, the Israelites, they were going to Canaan. They were on the road. There were some challenges on the road. Some of them decided to quit. And some they said, we won't go to Canaan because there's no food for us. Now this is a conversation that Moses had with the Israelites. Now he was telling them the conversation that God spoke to him. One day God said to Moses, come with me to the mountain. When he was in the mountain, he gave him the tablet where he should write the commandment that we are going to talk about. Now Moses, when he came back from the mountain, he spoke to the Israelites, small children, the fathers, and the fathers,
ito no baba,
and also the mothers,
no mama,
he said to them,
utigibo,
I want to tell you what God has said when I was in the mountain.
Umasise ntabeni.
Let's read. Are.
Asfundeni.
Are ye pula fudi, are.
O rata Jehova modimo wa gago ka pelo ya gago ka moka ka moya wa gago ka moka le ka matla a gago ka moka
futhi u Jehova unkulunkulu wakho kumelwe athandwe ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho nangawo wonke umphefumulo wakho nangawo wonke amandla akho.
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and with all your soul and with all your strength.
Amen.
Now, Moses said to the Israelites, God is saying, you shall love your God with all of your heart. Why did he start with the heart? Because the Bible says, the heart, it's the root of where things come from. When a person wants to swear at you, it comes from the heart. That's where he said, you should love your God with all of your heart. It's a conversation that Moses had with God. And Moses is filtering the same thing to the nation. Because God said, if you keep my commandments, I will bless your family and I will go with you. If you start from verse number 1, he said, if you can follow my commandment and you keep it, you write it, you save it, I will be with you and your family because you follow my commandment. Now when Moses came back from the mountain, he came with the 10 commandments. He said, love your God with all of your heart. Not half. You cannot love God with half heart.
Now
why Moses told the Israelites the message that God told him?
He
was saying to them, because you go to Canaan, you cannot arrive to Canaan if you don't love your God with all of your heart. There's nothing that you can do if you don't love God with all of your heart. If you want to go to heaven, you must love your God with all of your heart. I give you half of my heart. But now Moses is saying, God said to me that you should love him with all of your heart. You start by heart. Number 2, you love God. He said, love God with all of your heart and with your mind. That's the second one. Are fix there? You must love God with all of your mind. You love God with all of your heart. You start by heart. After the heart, it's the mind. When someone plans to do something, it comes from the heart and to the mind, and you talk. He said, you must love God with whole of your heart, with whole of your mind. Because as they were going to Canaan, when they were on the road, some of them wanted to go back, but God was telling them,
God but
for you to arrive
in
Canaan,
Ekanana,
you must love God
with
all of your heart, with all of your mind. If you want to survive this Christianity in this age, in this time that we are in, you must love God with all of your heart. When you love God, there's nothing that will shake you. If you don't love God because He has done something for you, you love Him even in all the circumstances. You must love Him with all of your heart. In the heart,
at his way,
there are things that come. That's why in the book of Ezekiel,
in Gago Ezekiel,
it says,
it is
God,
Ungulugu,
remove the heart of stone,
it is way
and give me the heart of
a
stone. Remove this heart.
The heart of the
stone. The heart that is doing a lot of things.
Now
give me the heart
that
will make you to love
you.
It's not easy to love.
What
he said to them,
God, you take it,
you must love God
with
all of your heart, with all of your mind. I have a problem. The other one say I must go. The other one say I mustn't go. With all of your soul.
Now I'm
number 3. You must love Him with all of your soul. Now remember the first one is that you must love God with all of your heart. Then you love Him with your mind. Then you love Him with your soul. You cannot love God with heart only. You cannot love God with the mind only. You cannot love God with your soul only. You must love Him with the heart. They said where the heart is, that is where the treasure is. But where your heart is, that's where the treasure is. That's why you must love God with the whole of your heart. When you give God your heart, then it will be easy to serve God. Some of us will do things because of our heart. But he said you love God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul. Number 4. You love Him with all of your strength, or your wealth, or your entire being.
He said
you love Him with all of your strength. Firstly, you love Him with the heart. And you love Him with the mind. In other ways, you will think about Him wherever you go. When you love Him with the whole of your mind, wherever you go, you think about Him. You talk about Him. And He said you love Him with your whole being. Your whole being. Your strength.
Amandla.
You cannot say, I love God, but you don't want to serve Him.
God,
he said said you must love him
utimthande
with all of your heart
ngakho konke inhliziyo yakho
and with all of your soul
ngisho nangomphefumulo imbala
with all of your mind
nangengqondo yonke
and with your whole being
nobuwena
because he was saying to them
uthi kibo
as you go
njengoba uhamba
you are on the road
nisendleleni
to Canaan
niye Canaan
but you must love him
uthi mthande
with all of your heart
ngenhliziyo yonke
the other one that is called easy to read Bishop is saying love the Lord your God with all of your mind and your thought make him the most important person in your life. Think about him every day. And when you love someone,
uma uthanda umuntu othile,
you will think about him.
Uyokumcabanga.
All over the scene, you will think about him.
Nanoma usethe scene yomcabanga.
Aluko mmerongo you will think about him.
Yisho nanoma usemsebenzini yokumcabanga.
Because you love him.
Ngoba uyamthanda.
I'll go to fake love. I want a fake love.
Angikhulumi ngale uthando lokuzenzisa.
God, when things will shush, I go back.
Ngoba izinto mazingahambi kahle bese ubuyele emuva.
Because the Bible says love has patience.
Ithi uthando liyabekezelela.
And when you love God,
uma umthanda uNkulunkulu
with all of your heart,
ngenhliziyo yonke,
whatever comes,
lokho kuzayo kuwe,
you can be still standing.
Uyoma,
because you love him.
Ngoba uyamthanda
with all of your heart.
Ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho,
with all of your soul.
Nangomphefumulo wakho,
with all of your mind.
Ngakho konke ngisho nangengqondo,
and with all of your
heart. Nangamandla akho.
In the book of Matthew chapter 22, verse number 34. When the Pharisees heard how he had bested the Sadducees, they gathered their forces for an insult. One of the religion scholars spoke for them, posing a question they hoped would show him up. Teacher, which command is God's law is the most important? Just said, love the Lord your God with all of your passion and all with all of your prayer and intelligence. This is the most important and the first of any list. Matthew chapter
34. From 34. Kepha abafarisi sebezwile ukuthi uJesu ubavale umlomo abasadusi baba babuthana ndawonye omunye wabo isathetho wamlinga wathi mfundisi yimuphi umyalo omkhulu emthethweni na uJesu wathi kuye woyithanda inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho nangawo onke umphefumulo wakho nangayo yonke ingqondo yakho
22:34
Matthew 22 verse 34 ibale akatsela iri itse ge ba farasei ba kwele gore o tsweletse basaduti utsweletse basaduti milomo ba ipopa setlhopa yo mongwe wa bona yo a tseba go molao a moleka ka go mmotsisa gore morutishi taelo e kgolokgolo molaong wa moshe kefe a re go bona o rate Jehova modimo wa gago ka pelo ka moka ka pelo ya gago ka moka ka moya wa gago ka moka le ka monagano wa gago ka moka ye ke taelo e kgolokgolo le ya pele
now the Sadducees
abasadusi
and the religion scholars
nabamelana nenkolo
they went to Jesus
baya ku Jesus
remember the scholars they were studying the law
Kumbula laba bemelana nenkolo bebafunda
everything about the lost commandments.
Bebazi konke ngemiyalo.
The tenth commandment.
Imiyalo eshumi.
Now they went to Jesus.
Baya kuJesu.
They said to him.
Bathi kuye.
Tell us.
Tjele.
On this tenth commandment. Which one is important?
Imupho balulekile.
Remember kona lwa uruska uthu.
Kumbula khona bathi ungatshonti.
On this commandment.
Ilo miyalo eshumi.
Tell us. Important to go
umyalelo obalulekile ngimuphi?
The first one that is very important.
All
of them are important.
Yebo,
but the one that is very, very important.
You
must love your God.
Ukuthi mthande uNkulunkulu wakho.
With your heart.
Ngenhliziyo yonke.
They thought he will say,
"Don't kill."
Remember, they wanted to trap him
so that
they can have a story,
or
so that they can have a case. They were in the process of building a case. That they were going to present it to the king. But they said, tell us. Which law is very important? He said to them. You must love your God. With all of your heart.
Then
he said to them. And then he said, you must love him. With your mind. You must love him. With your thoughts. And he said, this is the important. The least of the important. It's not what they wanted to hear. It's not what they wanted to hear. But he said to them, you must love your God with all of your heart. I know it was voluntary today, yesterday. They love you. But you must love God with all of your heart. With all of your soul. It's very easy. It will be very easy to serve God and to please Him. Because nothing will disturb you. Because you will know that you love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul. It's not what they wanted to hear. It's not what they wanted to hear. But he said to them, love God with your heart. You must give him 100%.
Nigeze uze kuwenze khulwini
100%.
Umthanda ukweqa ekhulwini.
Because if you love him with 45%.
Ngoba ma umthanda ngenxenye.
When you go around, you're gonna hear the songs at Masara.
Uma uhamba uzula endaweni uzozwa indlela umhlabeni omunye mhlamba uzwa kwa Sara.
You will say marginal to the JP.
Uzothi nenhliziyo ezinye.
The one say I must go and dance munike.
Anything hambe ngiyokumnika.
The other one say I must go and dance for the Lord.
Anything yokugidela uNkulunkulu.
But if you love him,
God you mamthanda.
With all of your heart.
Ngenhliziyo yonke.
It will be easy.
Kuyobalula.
Chapter 12, verse 34, it said, your heart will always be where your treasure is. That is Luke 12:34. Your heart will always be where your treasure
is.
Luke 12:34.
Gubane mo letlotlo la lena le le gona. Le dipelo tsa lena di tla ba gona mo.
Go kuba lapho ingcebo yenu ikhona, nenhliziyo yenu iya kuba khona lapho.
Meaning where your heart is.
La inhliziyo yakho ikhona.
That is where your treasure is.
Kula ingcebo yakho izoba khona.
If your heart is at a tavern.
Uma inhliziyo yakho ise tavern.
That is where you will be.
Kulapho uzoba khona.
If your heart is to serve God.
Inhliziyo yakho mafanele isebenzele uNkulunkulu.
That is where you will be, because where your heart is.
Kulapho uzoba khona ngoba.
Your treasure is.
Lapho inhliziyo yakho ikhona kula kunengcebo.
Mama, you see? About, I don't know what it is, because abantu bali still in you in elinyalo.
Angazi ukuthi uma abantu basephakathi na emshadweni.
Yeah, let's say in love.
Othandweni.
Uthola lori muthi wadengiba rubula ko Cape Town, uya Cape Town every week.
Uthola umuntu wakhe ase Cape Town uya amaviki namaviki.
Lawu zina chelede uwaza moya Cape Town.
Yanoma ngane imali uyayifuna imali ukuza hamba.
Uthola kawana uthloko umfonene.
Eh ngokumshayela nje ucingo.
Akuriya chisi.
Eh angithi lisabila liyashisa.
Kura uru dayela phone uri nomara. I can't sleep you kisa bua lwena.
Uloko utobethu ucingo uthi ngeke ngilale ngakhulumanga naye.
That's what must happen.
Yiloko fanele kwenze.
God is all of our
heart. Uma umthanda uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo yonke.
Because you can't sleep usa bua lwena.
Ngeba ngeke ulale ungakhulumanga naye.
Most of us, when did you really mudimuling? We got really in the last year.
Abaning bed to Sakinan in Kumanukulungulu, Tangukine, Unyago Juli.
Ugoga rappel, maybe get a
bit of Kulego.
Some of us are rappelary, Jadi Jofela.
Abany bed to Kulega Masioza.
Hello, in thy name, thank you for the food. Amen.
Kulega Nukuza, Chaid.
That's the only time when you pray.
Ilesos Katima Kulega.
Where your heart is.
La inhliziyo yakho ikhona.
That's where treasure is.
Kula ingcebo ikhona.
When you love someone.
Uma uthanda umuntu.
You go all out.
Uphuma ngako konke.
Uthola lipota lithile leso.
Uthola nalama pocket aphumele phandle. Bonakala ukuthi awuna. Angithi uyamthanda lo muntu.
Chapter 11, verse 18. The Lord says, you must listen carefully to the commandment I give you today. You must love the Lord your God and serve Him with all of your heart, with all of your soul. If you do that, there are things that will happen. That is Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18. Number 13
ifundeka kanje. Kuyothi uma nilalela nokulalela imiyalo yami enginiyala ngayo namuhla ukuba nimthande usimakade uNkulunkulu wenu, nimkhonze ngayo yonke inhliziyo yenu nangawo wonke umphefumulo wenu.
Rei bale ka kwa ditaelo tsaka tseo ke le laelang tsona lekgono. La rata Jehova modimo wa lena la bala tlhankela ka dipelo tsa lena ka moka le ka moya ya lena ka moka.
Okay, so he's saying if you do that, when you love him,
he said,
you must listen carefully to this command
futhi ulalelisise imiyalo yakhe
that I'm giving you today.
Enginipha yona namuhla.
He said you must love him.
Uthi nimthande.
With all of your heart.
Ngenhliziyo yonke.
With all of your soul.
Nangomphefumulo wonke.
With all of your mind. He said when you do that.
Uthi mawenza lokho.
He said I will send the rain. At the right time.
Ngiyothumela imvula ngesikhathi esifanele.
I will send the autumn rain and the spring rain. Then you can gather your grain, your new wine and your oil. And I will make your grass to grow in the field. In other words, he's saying he will bless you
uthi uzokusiza
abundantly
uyokusisa.
He will open the doors.
Uyovula iminyango.
Where the rain will fall.
La imvula iyona.
The rain of the blessings.
Imvula ibusisa.
The rains of work.
Imvula yemisebenzi.
Will fall down.
Yo popo.
In us. In us.
Kithi.
When we make him sure.
Uma senza isiqiniseko.
When we follow this command.
Sokuthi silandele imiyalo.
We must love him.
Athi simthande ngayo.
There's a difference between talk and action.
Kunomehluko ukukhuluma nokwenza.
Bari talk is cheap.
Ukhuluma akukhokhelwa.
No, cheap.
Akukhokhelwa futhi akukhokhi into inani elikhulu. Kunabantu abakhuluma le nkulumo abathi sizofa nawe. Izinto mazifika bese uyaguquka. Bese uyaguquka.
Remember, that's what happened to Peter. Ari Jesu, yano nakithela wena on the cross.
Yilobu Petro abekusho athi Jesu ngizoya nawe esiphambanweni.
Alintoni futhi ajike.
Kodwa makufika isikhathi yena ubheke mu.
At home, Matthew 12, Mark 12, 30.
Mark 12, 30.
We still talk about the same thing, that love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with your mind, and with all of your strength. Now we're reading John chapter number 14, verse number 15.
John 14, 15.
If you love me, you will do what I command.
John 14:15 ifundeka ngalendlela.
John 14 verse number 15.
14:15 ifundeka ngalendlela. Uma ningithanda nyakugcina imiyalo yami.
Rei balen thata. Litabuluka ditaelo tsaka.
1 John 5 verse 3, you read it home.
So if
because if we really love God, we will obey his ways. And it is not difficult for us to obey his way. Now let's read Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse number 9. You know that the Lord your God is the only true God. So love him and obey his commandment. And he will faithfully keep his agreement with you and your descendants for 1,000 generations. You know, for the 1,000, he said, he will keep his promise for 1,000 generations.
When
we love him, and we do, and follow his
commandment,
he will keep his generation
1,000 to 1,000 generations.
Our children and children and grand, he will keep his promise.
He said he will be with us.
He will never leave us.
Angegasiye
he will keep his promise.
Umekini miya.
He is going to bless us.
Pusita.
John 14, verse number 21. Those who really love me are the ones who not only know my commandments, but also obey them. My Father will love such people, and I will love them, and I will make myself known to them. Are John 14:21.
Yo anago le ditaelo tsa ka go me a dibuluka. Yena yo ke yo anthatago. Le gona yo a nthatago o tla ratwa ke tate gomme ke tla morata ebile ke tla iponagatsa ga botse go yena.
Loyo o nemiyalo yami a igcine uyena ongithandayo. Ongithandayo uya kuthandwa ngubaba nami ngiyakumthanda ngiziponakalise kuye.
So he said ori, if you love me
uthi uma ungithanda
You follow my commandments.
Ulandele imiyalo yami.
And you do according to my commandments.
Wenze ngokwemiyalo yami.
I will be known to you.
Ngiyokwazeka kuwe.
You will see me.
Uyongibona.
You will have an experience with me.
Uyongibona uyoxhumana nami.
Because you love me.
Ngoba uyangithanda.
You don't just love me.
Awuthandi nje.
You follow.
Kodwa uyalandela.
And do my commandments.
Wenze imiyalo yami.
When you do that,
uma wenza logo,
I'll make sure
ngiyokwenza isiqiniseko
that I'm known to you.
So ukuthi ngiyazeka kuwe.
You will know me.
Uyongazi.
Because you obey.
Ngoba uyathobela.
My command.
Imiyalo yami.
Which I know. That's why in the way we read in 1 John it said, "Gore."
First John,
if we do that,
uma sikwenza logo,
it won't be difficult for us.
Ngeke kube nzima for thina.
To obey him.
Ukumthobela.
Last verse in the very same chapter, verse number 23. Jesus answered, "All who love me will obey my teachings. My Father will love them. My Father and I will come to them and live with them." Are John 14:23.
John 14:23 ifundeka ngalendlela. UJesu waphendula wathi kuye, "Uma umuntu engithanda, uza kugcina amazwi ami, njalo uzathandeka kubaba, siyakuza kuye sihlale naye."
Jesu re a araba a re go yena, "Ge e ba motho le ge e le ofe a nthata, o tla boloka lentswe la ka, gomme tate o tla morata. Le gona re tla tla go yena, re tla tla go yena ra dula le yena."
He said, "We will come and stay with him."
Uthi sizoza sihlale naye.
No, he will come and stay with us.
Uzoza azohlala nathi.
If we love him.
Uma simthanda.
And we follow his commandments.
Silandele imiyalo yakhe.
We love him with all of our heart.
Uma simthanda ngenhliziyo yonke.
We love him with all of our soul.
Sithatha ngomphefumulo wonke.
We love him with all of our mind.
Ngisho nangengqondo yonke.
Then with our whole being.
Ngisho nobuthina.
It will be easy for him.
Kuyoba lula kuthi yena.
To come and dwell with us.
Ukuthi ehlala
nathi. Nobody's going to push you.
Akekho yokukhu.
Automatically you will flow.
Eh, kuyozihambela.
Nobody's going to push you.
Akekho yokusondela.
Automatically it will be easy.
Kuyoba lula kuzenzakalela.
To serve God.
Ukumsebenzela uNkulunkulu.
I'm not sure if have you pushed the car when it's not, it's still on the gear.
Angazi ukuthi ke wayisunduza imoto isese kumagere.
We push it in gear number 1.
We push it in gear 1.
You can't push it.
Because
you must be on neutral.
Finally, be neutral.
When he's on neutral,
Uma go neutral.
When they push it,
Uma be sundered by his shoes. He has handed.
You can't be on gear number 1.
Go be gear 1.
But you want God to use you. You want to send God.
But
you are still in gear number 1.
To say gear 1.
Where you were last of last year. You are still in the very same level.
To say less of Kaba.
Last of last year, you were praying our Father, what in heaven?
You were still praying one second.
Last of last year,
you were
offering 1 cent. Even this year, you still offer with 1 cent. You can't be in gear number 1.
It
might be difficult. Be on neutral.
Ngiphikisana nayo.
Let's close our eyes.
Asivale amehlo.
Father, we thank you. This afternoon.
for reminding us about the love that we should love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul. We thank you for this privilege, for reminding us, Father. We are going to make sure that we are going to follow, we are going to love you, in Jesus' name, and amen.
Amen.
Now, when you arrive home, do me a favor.
Yes, the favor.
Start from verse number 1.
Kala ku verse 1.
Very same Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy la besfunda khona.
What is saying? Bring the basket of offering we're gonna offer. Right. So I wanna pray with all those who are not well. Maybe you have someone ko hai walwala. Basically, when we pray for you, God will touch that brother. As these we singing the song, you are here, you want us to pray for you. But before I do that, okay, before we call those who are sick, if you are here, you never accepted Jesus as the Savior. We want you to come and accept him so that you can enjoy this salvation with us. If you never accepted Jesus, you are here. I want you to accept Jesus. And after that, we will move on. But while those who are sick are coming, also if you want to accept Jesus, you can also come here. And you will tell me that you are here, you want to accept Jesus. And we will do so.
Bese kuyokwenzeka.